Senior Assistant Attorney General Jeff Strelzin says investigators interviewed employees who were working at the YWCA the day Mooney Savion killed his son, Joshua.
What the witnesses told us was that there was a handheld wand-type metal detector that was sometimes used. It had sometimes been used in the past, but it was not used on the day of this murder-suicide.
Savion had made threats about killing his son in the past. A timeline in the report shows that roughly a week and a half before the shooting, a domestic violence protection order filed by Joshua's mother against Savion was mistakenly allowed to expire. That order prohibited Savion from purchasing firearms, but investigators say he likely had the gun used in the shooting before that. The report also shows Savion purchased ammunition in Hooksett 4 days before the shooting.
But even if the order had been in effect and been in the system, it would not have prevented him from buying the ammunition because the check that's done in the gun stores is not done when you buy ammunition.
The morning of the shooting, Savion sent an email to his neighbors saying he planned to carry out the murder-suicide. Strelzin said the neighbors did not see the email, which was written in Hebrew, until after the shooting. In the email, Savion refers to, quote, self-righteous judges, lawyers, and psychologists. Savion had been upset by the recent death of his brother and the custody battle involving his son. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brinley.